Today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing the 17th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Yud Zayin, Mishnah Beis. So says the Mishnah, Hachemes Shiura Bifakios Shel Shesi, that Bifakios Shel Shesi, the whole of a bottle that's made out of skin is measured with balls of the Shesi, of the warp thread. Emeinu Mekabel Shel Shesi, if the hole is so big that it can't hold the balls of warp thread, Af Bisha Mekabel Shel Erev, even though it can hold the larger balls of thread that they use for the weft threads, tamei, it's still going to be tamei. Even though you can't use it for what it was initially intended to be used for, but you could still use it for something. You could still use it to hold the weft threads, so it's tamei. Beis ka'aros she'enu mekabel ka'aros. If you have a plate holder that has a hole that makes it that it can't hold plates, afal pi she'mekabel satamchuyin, even though it could hold larger platters, so tamei. Now it's going to be tamei because it could still hold larger platters, so it's still usable. Beis ha'ri'i she'enu mekabel mashkin. If you have a toilet that cannot hold liquid, meaning urine, afapisha makabel sari, even though it can hold solid waste, tame, it's tame because it can be used for something. Ram Gamliel matar mishen makaymino. So Ram Gamliel says that in these cases it's tahar because no one would keep these things around because they're not usable for what they're intended to be used for. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. Hasalin shall pass. Bread baskets, shiurim b'kikar shall pass. The size of the hole that would make the basket tahar is the size of a loaf of bread. Apiprayos sha'asala konim milamata lamala l'chizuk. If you have a mesh basket that's broken on the bottom and you made reeds for it that's woven from the bottom to the top to hold the bottom together, so tahora, it's going to be tahor. Even though the bottom is now supported, the basket is tahor because the reeds that hold the basket from the bottom are going to fall out when heavy things are put in there and the whole thing's going to fall through. Asala gapayim kol shehen. But if you made it even if you made clasps to twist the top of the reeds and hold it over the rim of the basket so that it's not going to fall to pieces when you put something in it, tamei, then it can become tamei because then it's usable. Reb Shimon Omer, Emein yuchal lihinotel b'kapayim, if the basket can't be lifted by holding those gapayim that are holding the reeds on, tahora, then it's tahor because they're not really considered to be properly attached. So what we learned today is Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis, we said that that if you have a kli that was originally used for one function, but it has a hole that makes it unusable for that function, but it's still usable for another function, a similar function, it's going to be tamei. But Rav Gamliel says, no, people wouldn't keep it around, and therefore it's going to be tahor. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we spoke about bread baskets having holes that can no longer hold bread, and we spoke about these funny type of reeds that they would use to hold together a basket. So if the reeds themselves are not super sturdy, then it's going to be tahar. But if the reeds themselves are very sturdy, then it's going to be able to be mekabel tumah. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Dalet.